It's Monday, December 6, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Ingram Micro weighs in with three trends for next year, and U.S. Cyber Command acknowledges military action on ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. Researchers at Ingram Micro Cloud have highlighted three big trends in their second annual industry research and analysis report, the 2021 State of the Channel. They focus on three trends. First, a requirement to, quote, power and protect the work-from-home experience. End customers will require strategies and technologies that keep their employees happy and productive, while also safeguarding a security perimeter redefined by remote work. The second is for partners to evolve beyond the role of the IT guy. The modern service provider will become a channel-first experience builder, a specialized strategic partner, and an ecosystem driver. Finally, the top three cloud providers are increasing their stakes in the channel, making providers more critical, and also requiring MSPs to participate in partner certification programs offered by big cloud players. The report cites several stats of note. First, a claim that the 20% at the top of MSPs will command 80% of the market revenue gains during and after the pandemic. 42.8% of the American workforce is now fully remote, and 90% of B2B decision makers predict that the remote model will persist going forward. Ready for a bit of confusing news as related to that first trend? Google on Thursday pushed back indefinitely their reopening of offices, and Twitter is reopening its San Francisco and New York offices today. The key difference? The Google position is about workers in the office as an expectation, and Twitter is about facilities, as returning to the office is simply an option. Proof of vaccination is required to enter a Twitter office. Why do we care? I slipped that uncertainty in to link the current state of play with the trend. The reality on the ground doesn't indicate that the future is a rush back to the office. Twitter's approach of giving control to employees while offering facilities for those that want them just seems directionally smart. Ingram's research shouldn't be groundbreaking for longtime listeners. Cloud, dispersal of work, and moving beyond just IT. Familiar trends. That note of 20% of the MSPs commanding 80% of revenue gains speaks to a have and have not market for providers to come. That's something I'm considering too. The first time I've seen it said so directly. While I'm sure I'll do more security tomorrow, I wanted to highlight one story that hit this weekend. The head of U.S. Cyber Command has confirmed that the U.S. military has taken offensive action to disrupt cyber criminal groups. 9 months ago, the government viewed ransomware attacks as the responsibility of law enforcement. That has changed, and a stated goal is now to impose costs. General Paul Nakasone would not detail operations, actions, nor targeted groups, but indicated that the country was on an upward trajectory. Why do we care? The U.S. government is starting to be more forward with its actions. It's one thing to suspect the attacks, and something entirely different to be open about what is warfare. The shift in approach is key. No longer is ransomware simply a matter of law enforcement. It's viewed now as an attack on the homeland, and the U.S. military is now openly acknowledging they are fighting back. Change happens slowly and in incremental steps, and here's a step in what feels like the right direction. Of course, change is rarely linear. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.